May 6th, Psalm 84.
To the choir master, according to the Gittith, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold our shield, O God, look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you.
God withholds no good thing. Carolyn McCulley. This song of praise is not only a song celebrating the pilgrimage to Jerusalem to worship at the temple, it is also a song to be sung today, especially when our circumstances appear to be anything but celebratory. For no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse 11. No good thing, period. The Lord God is our protector. He shines down on us, sun, and protects us, and shield. He is the one to truly provide favor and honor. But this psalm acknowledges that there are times when our life circumstances feel contrary to this promise. Verse 6 refers to the Valley of Baca. This is an obscure location, but Baca means weeping, which may be a reference to any dark valley of despair and loss that we must pass through in various seasons of our lives. Whatever places seem barren of hope or joy can become fruitful places of springs as we see that our strength is in the Lord. We know this to be true because of one important fact. Our pilgrimage does not end in this life. We are on the highways to Zion, going from strength to strength as we journey toward the moment when we appear before God in His dwelling place. This is not an emotional song designed to cheer up our attitudes with flowery phrases. This is rock-solid truth. Our reward is found not in this life, but in the presence of the one who bestows favor and honor. Verse 11. As we trust that the Lord will fulfill all His promises, we can survey our circumstances and declare with confidence that no good thing has been withheld from us. Marriage, children, jobs, finances, health, these things may or may not be part of our pilgrimage in this life, but they have not been withheld from us because we lack favor or honor in God's sight. No, this psalm declares that the very best thing has been freely given to us. Look carefully at verses 11 and 12. They echo the promise given to Abram as he waited on God to fulfill his promise for a son and heir. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 contains this promise from the Lord to Abram. "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great." The Lord Himself is our greatest reward. That's the incredible reason for declaring that blessed is the one who trusts in you. Psalm 84, verse 12. The presence of the Lord Himself to comfort and shield us in the places of weeping will one day be fully revealed to us as we see Him face to face in His courts, where we will dwell securely in eternal joy.